This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Rich Bradbury. This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're going to be with you all the way through until 1 o'clock, so you've got us for about an hour, you lucky, lucky people. And of course, it is Friday, a particular Friday. This morning, I introduced it as Grey Friday, as it was grey out of the window that we were looking at. Now it's less grey, but still a little bit grey. However, it is Black Friday, and for some of you, you might be excited about Black Friday. Others might not be so excited about Black Friday. That's what we're discussing today. Are you excited about Black Friday? Let us know. Are your carts fully loaded? Are you broke? Or is it just another day of sales for you? Or are you just like, I really don't care about Black Friday? Let us know. We have a poll running over on Instagram. Yes, we do. And a poll running over on Twitter. And if you'd like to get in touch, 018-789-8899 to talk about this. I know Christine is not a big purchaser of online goods.
No.
And I wasn't going to purchase anything, right?
But
I'd already made up my mind that I was not going to purchase anything.
But
then I walked into our pantry and somebody was using, I'm not going to mention any names, Xiaoning. She was using a toasted sandwich maker,
right?
And that smell of toasted bread and a little bit of butter and whatever. I'm just like, you know what? I could probably just spring for one of those.
Now you have to.
Now I have to. And I know they're cheap. You know, you can get them for like 19 ringgit or something. So
what?
Yes, you can get them super cheap.
Ooh.
So that will be added to my cart a little bit later on.
Mm-hmm.
That is about as far as I'm going in terms of what I'm buying for, Black Friday. Will you be buying anything, Chris?
Probably not. I don't really know what I would get.
Right. I think a lot of people are suffering from sales fatigue, though, right? It was 11/11 recently, just 2 weeks ago. And it feels as though every time you walk into a mall or you open up one of your apps, it's like, oh, we're selling this and there's a sale on. Sales fatigue is a very real thing, of course.
Yeah. Mm.
But let's have a quick background on Black Friday. I'm sure some people might be interested. While Singles Day, of course, has only been around since about the late 2000s, Black Friday has been a much anticipated retail event in the West for decades. If they say the West, what they really mean is America, North America. The most commonly repeated story behind the Black Friday shopping tradition links it to retailers. And as the story goes, after an entire year of operating at a loss, so they're in the red, stores would supposedly earn a profit into the black as the day after Thanksgiving because holiday shoppers blew a lot of money on discounted merchandise.
Wow.
See, though it is true that retail companies used to record losses in red and profits in black when doing their accounting, this version of Black Friday's origin is the officially sanctioned but inaccurate story behind the tradition. The true story behind Black Friday, however, it's not as sunny as retailers might have you believe. Back in the 1950s, police in the city of Philadelphia used the term to describe the chaos that ensued on the day after Thanksgiving when hordes of suburban shoppers and tourists flooded the city ahead of a big football game held on that Saturday every year.
Mm.
Cops would struggle to contain the crowds. Shoplifters would take advantage of the bedlam in stores to make off with merchandise, adding to the law enforcement headache. So sometime in the late 80s, retailers found a way to reinvent Black Friday and turn it into something that reflected positively rather than negatively on them and the consumers. The result was the red-to-black concept of the holiday mentioned earlier, and the notion that the day after Thanksgiving marked the occasion when America's stores finally turned a profit.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, stores traditionally see bigger sales on the Saturday before Christmas.
Mm.
Fast forward 40 years, and today we're looking at a very different Black Friday in 2020.
Right.
This year, consumers will not be standing outside brick-and-mortar stores on Black Friday.
Mm-hmm.
They'll be online, carts loaded and ready to go as the pandemic and physical distancing measures tip the scales towards e-commerce. And guess who else is ready to pray during this much-awaited retail event?
Who?
Tap, 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 tap. Cue music. Cyber criminals, of course. Experts say cyber criminals are well aware of the opportunity presented by an event like this and will be looking to cash in on the results from successful hacking attacks and data theft. During the pandemic-related lockdowns earlier this year, criminals took advantage of the situation and circulated password combination lists. And in Akamai's recent State of the Internet report, they found that in the 18 months to June this year, there were some 60 billion-plus cyber attacks, and 90% of them targeted the retail industry. Oof. So how exactly will cyber criminals be looking to prey on consumers this Black Friday? We'll have an expert from Veritas to give us the details in just a few minutes later on. Now, I don't think in the last few years I've actually bought anything on Black Friday. Now, I remember our good friend Arvin, for years, and I'm sure he's tuning in, would have bought CDs and
Blu-rays,
DVDs and
all the Blu-rays.
Yesterday he was sat here looking at the prices going, so expensive, man.
There's not many good titles.
And there's not many
year.
Good titles out this year. Nothing has been.
Sorry to call you out.
But we are going to call you out, Arv, because really, you're the only person that we know that buys things on Black Friday.
I can tell you with full certainty the last time I bought something online for myself, and that was in August for Merdeka sales, and that was because I had physically run out of the shade of lipstick that I wanted.
Right.
And I needed it, and it was cheap. And so I got it.
The last thing I bought was a microphone. And I think that was about two months ago, just so I could upgrade my studio at home. I bought it online, but it wasn't from one of those big e-commerce stores. It was from a smaller store. And then I called that smaller store and I'm like, can you Lala move it? And they sent it the same day.
Yeah, mine was also from like a local company as well. I'm pretty loyal to this one company for all my lipsticks at the moment.
That's good. Right, we are going to take a short break. We've got the Small Faces coming up next with Tim Soldier. But when we do come back, we'll have Andy Ung. He's the Vice President and Managing Director for Asia South Region at Veritas to talk to us about what we can do during these online retail events to safeguard your and my data and have a secure e-commerce experience for those of you that might be buying on Black Friday today, of course. Are you excited about it? Yes, my carts are loaded. No, I'm broke. Oh, nah, it's just another day. Here we go, the Small Faces, Tin Soldier on BFM 89.9.
Buggy Free Minum, BFM 89.9, The Business Station.
This is Enterprise Biz Bytes. I'm Rich Bradbury.
And Christine Wong.
We're asking you, are you excited about Black Friday? Nah, it's just another sale, say 62.2% of you. No, I'm broke, say 33.6% of you. And yes, my carts are loaded from 4.2% of you.
Yeah, let us know what your carts are loaded with, by the way.
Yeah.
That would be nice.
Let us know about that.
On Instagram, we've got just yes or no as our options on the poll here. And no is at 70% and yes is at 30%. And we've got a bunch of responses. So Eric the Ung says, it's an American thing. Plus, it's easy to relate to 11/11 or Double 11 sales because we're Asians. Also, because that personally offended me as it was Singles Day. So there's that too.
Right.
Faiz Noor says, still won't affect much on daily lifestyle. Jug Dave Saren says, because it's the time to save, not spend. Plus, it's just not Friday that's black. It's the whole year. Woof. Shuk Shah, 1812, says, excessive consumerism and sustainable, leading to more waste, which fair enough. Barb Tasia says, I've emptied my pockets during 11/11. And Akmal Takib just says, sale.
Echoing one of the things you just said there, Lo Kok Yuen has said, it's very confusing. On one hand, we keep promoting to clear the clutter. On the other hand, we're talking about buying stuff whenever there's a sale. If we, the adults, can't be sure, what more the young ones who look to us as examples?
As a young one, we're good.
Yeah. I'm about this. I mean, I try not to buy stuff that I don't really need. That's not entirely true. I buy things that I need to function in my workplace and to do work at home.
Right.
And to have little bits of time to myself. I don't buy like extra video games or extra DVDs and Blu-rays like some of our friends and...
I think the only excessive consumerism I indulge in is consuming food into my mouth.
That too. That too. If there were a Black Friday for food,
oh no,
I'd be all over that.
That's dangerous.
Yeah. So let's, there must be some companies out there right now.
So why are we talking about Black Friday today?
Well, we want to look at, not only is it Black Friday, but we're focusing on the kind of cyber criminal side of things today. We've got an expert who's going to talk to us about that. We want to hear from Andy Ng. He's the Vice President and Managing Director of the Asia South region at Veritas. He's going to talk to us about how you stay safe during these online retail events, and how you can safeguard your data and have this secure e-commerce experience. So, Andy, how exactly will cyber criminals be looking to steal our data?
E-commerce has always been a favorite target for hackers. Online stores are targeted not because of their products, but because all the user data they can steal. Cyber criminals are well aware of the corresponding opportunity presented and will be looking to cash in cash on the results from successful hacking attacks and data theft. Veritas holds the view that the primary modus operandi, MO, for cyber criminals is centered around the use of ransomware and social engineering to steal data. Ransomware, as we know, is a type of malware that encrypts your files, making them inaccessible unless you pay a ransom to the hacker. And a hacker can easily gain access through a network through different avenues, whether it's figuring out weak passwords or finding security gaps in the e-commerce network. Very often, the weakest link are actually human beings when it comes to ransomware. And as for social engineering, it relies on deception to trick a shopper into clicking a link or downloading a file that allows the hacker into the network. Cyber criminals can easily orchestrate a successful ransomware attack just by convincing shoppers to click a link. For example, sending an EDM with an alluring discount.
So where are consumers most vulnerable or most lax when it comes to securing their data in this e-commerce experience? And what should consumers be looking out for while shopping? How do we ensure that our data is safe?
Veritas recommends the following actions for consumers to take note of. Number one, use familiar websites that you can trust. When you know the site well, the chances of you drifting to a malicious page are lower. By doing so, you can also reduce the possibilities of being enticed by offers and sales on new or unfamiliar sites. Number two, public Wi-Fi is a big no-no. So if you happen to be at Starbucks, do not use their Wi-Fi to make purchases. Using public networks to make online transactions exposes you to hackers waiting for the prime opportunity to steal your personal data, like name, addresses, credit card information, or online wallet. So many experts have weighed in on having strong password hygiene. So this is actually a very valuable tip universally as well. Having a long password mixed with lower in uppercases, numbers, and symbols would be a good start. And finally, holidays are a season of shopping sprees. Checking for fraudulent charges on your bank statements is essential to keep track of your multiple purchases.
And from a retailer's point of view, what can businesses do to protect themselves while capitalizing on this sale opportunity?
Cybersecurity is complicated, evolving landscape, and even the largest organization can fail. In 2019, for example, millions of social media users had their information leaked. And this is just one incident. Some have actually included stolen passport numbers, resume, and even sensitive medical records. Such events continue to raise the alarm on data privacy and security and continue to make headlines. It has also reignited discussions on data consent, intensifying scrutiny of companies with bad records or opaque data collection practices. Beyond the social pushback, these concerns have a measurable impact. Deloitte actually says 70% of consumers will avoid companies that in their eyes do not protect their personal information. And here at Veritas, we, according to a recent research that we did, announced in June a few months ago, the two most essential things that businesses should have in place according to their customers are number one, protection software, and number two, backup copies of their data. So if businesses don't get these basics right, consumers are ready to punish their leadership. In fact, 40% of consumers hold CEOs of companies personally responsible for ransomware attacks. The best long-term defense against cyber attacks is a tiered approach to fortifying IT systems, including detection, protection, and recovery of data. There is no set security measure that is completely infallible to a breach, so it is extremely vital for organizations to move to a protective, or rather a proactive security model, rather than having a solid post-breach plan. So essentially, you just can't plan for recovery, you do need a proactive security model. And with the constantly evolving threat landscape, a proactive strategy around data protection and backup is of utmost importance to ensure businesses are future ready. And it is also pertinent to stay up to date on regulatory changes so that you can maintain compliance. Other than attracting hefty fines, non-compliance with these laws unnecessarily lowers public trust and confidence, which is extremely important for your user base. And finally, businesses need to be in partnership with a trusted advisor, and they must ensure that their data protection policies and tools are ready to handle this in an ever-evolving threat landscape. Having offsite encrypted copies of information to protect against leading threats like ransomware, and finally, be backed up by a holistic solution with the ability to unify data protection across all infrastructure, regardless of where your data sits.
Okay. And a good user experience doesn't just exist in well-designed website experiences, but also includes overall security of customer information and their time interacting with the brand. Any advice on how retailers can ensure a good user experience this Black Friday and also for any other online retail event?
Well, when competing merchants are only a few clicks away, it is actually vital for businesses to adopt a good user experience to boost revenue and retention. In fact, here at Veritas, we apply the same principle to our B2B customers as well. We are constantly reviewing and optimizing the user experience, and in our latest product released, UX or user experience is top of mind with the engineering and design team. In today's hyper-connected world, Accenture has reported that 91% of customers are more likely to shop with brands that they recognize, they remember, and also who provide customized tailored offers to them. So the message is clear. User experience, UX, is an influential factor in e-commerce. Yet, good design and testing is only part of the solution. We've got other key components, including customer identity and access management platforms that enable safer, simpler, and smarter operations. And for shoppers, it also provides a seamless, secure registration process that reduces sales friction, followed by loyalty programs that improve engagement and retention. And for merchants, it supplies actually a rich database of demographics and psychographic information to help them truly know their customers well. So in turn, that information then empowers business strategy across inventory, marketing, and customer service. Today's consumers browse, research, and purchase across multiple touch points and even multiple stores. So merchants really need to reliably manage multiple channels for a cohesive sales funnel.
Thanks, Andy. That was Andy Ng, the Vice President and Managing Director for Asia South Region at Veritas, talking to us about what we can do during these online retail events to safeguard our data and have a secure e-commerce experience. Mm-hmm. Coming back to what we were saying just before the break, when we're talking about Black Friday, of course, Lok Kok Yuen, who was just telling us, you know, that they were asking about, it's a bit confusing.
Uh-huh.
They did come back and say, well, F&B companies should take note. Black Friday for food, please.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we said that. Yeah, agree. I think it's a great idea. Food companies.
I always buy food.
Please do take note.
Yeah.
Yes, right. Anyway, let's take a break. When we come back, we've got a story about seven things you can be grateful for in 2020.
Yeah.
courtesy of Christine. We've got Katrina and the Waves with Walking on Sunshine to take us into that break. And first thing when we come back, we'll be having an update from KLCI at break. We'll be right back. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.